Happy Mother's Day weekend 2023 to all you moms out there. Today's Vault of Silliness cashes in with a dumb birthday game from Mother's Day 1996, May 12th to be exact. The title, Mother's Day Pancake, makeup that is, broadcast. It all begins with a fade-in of WBZ sports guy Tom Cuddy with a dumb birthday game pre-game show intro. He also does a nifty disclaimer at the end, too. I forgot all about these fun additions to the show. The crew for today. Tom Howie, producing and playing in studio. Peter James in traffic? That's right, his first time on the game. Joe from Boston, with his virginal appearance. There are snow flurries falling on David in Canandaigua, New York. The sweet Rosemarie from Wellesley. And Dennis, who was thrown off the program the night before, has returned with a mea culpa. Tons of birthdays. Katherine Hepburn, Yogi Berra, Burt Bacharach, Tom Snyder, George Carlin, Emilio Estevez, Stephen Baldwin, and Felipe Alou. Other extraneous fun. Soaring into conversation and provocative talk. Norm has gone through many traffic reporters, producers, program directors, and general managers. Sharon Stone, Michelle Pfeiffer, Alec Baldwin, just some of the folks who started out as traffic reporters on Norm's show. Minus the pancake makeup, Sharon Stone looks like, I'm not going to tell you now, you'll just have to wait and see. Coughing equals truth in advertising. Devotion and adoration. The sands of time are running through Norm's hourglass. We have a dumb birthday game flashing a marquee out on Soldiers Field Road. Mounting tension. Getting a hold of oneself. Steamy letters from Paula Abdul. We hear yet another one of Norm's original names. We are graced with some wisdom from Norm's Hungarian gypsy princess grandmother. There are dueling Bennies. And Chet, Nat, Bert, and Lonnie. Episode 138, Mother's Day Pancake Makeup Broadcast brushes its way to your ears now.
The final games, 16 of the league's 27 teams still have playoff aspirations. And now your host for the Dumb Birthday Game pregame show, Norm Nathan.
Birthday game. You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb birthday game.
That's what we're going to do. I'm going to play the dumb birthday game. I'm making out the final scorecard because I have to have this ready to prepare before the game begins. And we have, I can just tell by looking at the lineup, we have an excellent crew of people, all handpicked by the very lovely Tom Howie, and I want to thank you very much for this. I know that you give them all quizzes. They have to answer about 70 questions apiece. Is that correct?
Yes.
In order to qualify?
Yeah, I have to be particularly scrupulous when I make this selection. It's not a very easy task, let me tell you.
No, I notice you have on the list there the same guy we threw off last night. So how scrupulous are you anyway? I don't know. Anyway, of course, Tom Howie will be one of the members of the panel. And what we do is I tell you who's born today. A lot of interesting people born on this date. And we just guess their ages. But that's just the takeoff point. From then on, we just soar into all kinds of hilarious conversation and provocative talk. It's a program that's been, I think, despite the fact that we've copyrighted it, I think it's been copied by stations throughout the country just in order for their ratings to soar. And they've seen ratings soar. This is a surefire thing. This and race results, which we also do here at WBC. Okay, let me talk with Peter James, who is our WBZ 24-hour traffic reporter. Now, you're brand new here, aren't you, Peter?
Yep, this is my second week in WBZ right now.
Okay, you've never played the dumb birthday game with us, though, have you before?
No, I haven't.
So this is kind of an exciting moment for you. Imagine you're probably nervous and up to a point where you're going to throw up most any minute out of nervousness.
I'm quite jittery.
Yeah, quite jittery. I don't blame you because this is a test. This can make or break you. How long have you been a traffic reporter?
Not too long, just a few months now.
Okay. As I tell all the new traffic reporters, and I've been through a lot of you guys. I've been through producers, because I've been through a lot of general managers of radio stations too. When you're my age, you get through a lot of people of all kinds. But there are a lot of interesting people have started out as traffic reporters here on WBZ. So you're lucky to be here because your future is assured. I'll tell you a few of people who started out, and some of them started out doing the dumb birthday game. One was a Sharon Stone, for example. Did you know that?
Sharon Stone did the dumb birthday game with you.
She was a traffic reporter here, as a matter of fact, and got on the dumb birthday game. That started her career. That's not too terribly well known.
I did not know that.
No, she was one. Michelle Pfeiffer was a traffic reporter here. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, it's some very pretty traffic reporters. Oh, no, I didn't know that either.
Alex Baldwin started out as a traffic reporter here, too. Do you understand how your future now can take off? Because you're right in that area.
So I got to be pretty good looking to be a traffic reporter for
sure. No, you don't have to be. No. No, those people, Sharon Stone is, as a matter of fact, is quite plain and ugly looking. It's just a whole lot of thick pancake makeup.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
Yeah, that makes her look good. But she's actually, you take that off and see her first thing in the morning. And she looks more like, let's see, who would she look like? George C. Scott, as a matter of fact. Think of it. Yeah, she looks a lot like him.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't worry about it. If your career zooms, as I expect it will be, because this is the big start for you, as it has been for a lot of people, we can put a lot of heavy, thick makeup on you, and even though you may be a really tortuously humble and ugly-looking man, we could make you presentable to the point where people could look at you and not have their stomach gets queasy and turned.
Well,
you know?
Thank you, Norm.
No, I knew you'd accept that in a proper spirit. Do you understand that I'm a lunatic? You understand that, too?
Yes, I'm beginning to understand that.
Okay. I gave you a few clues right there. Okay. Let me introduce to you some more people who will be playing the dumb birthday game. We have an interesting panel. Well, maybe not interesting at all. Maybe they're all boring. But let's check with them and see. Joe from Boston. Hi, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning, Uncle Norm. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Is this your first crack at this game, or have you?
I'm a virgin today. Yes, I am.
This is your virginal try. This is your first affair, so you want us to be kind and gentle with you.
Please go easy and happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very, very much. Is your mother alive?
No, she's not.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you're going to be buying a gift. Have you already bought a gift for your wife?
Yes, I have.
You don't want to tell us.
No, I know she's listening.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I
okay.
Do.
Okay. Will it be something she'll really love a whole lot? Or will she say, he stopped off at Walgreens and picked up the first thing he could find?
Yeah, something like that. He stopped off at store 24. And, yeah, that's
right.
About right.
Yeah. That's right.
But that's better than last year's gift.
Which was what, nothing?
No, I actually don't remember.
I'd say you purposely...
And I don't think she did either.
You're purposely not trying to remember because you remember what it was. No, I was always awful about that. I'd get in the middle of a department store. Excuse me, I want to cough. Do you mind if I cough?
Go right ahead.
I'm not even going to turn the microphone off because this is a truth in advertising program. I want you to hear the behind the scenes. Oh, that feels so good. Anyway, what happened to me?
Did you cough on your doily?
No, I don't cough on the doily. I embroider things on the doily, little sayings.
Okay.
Like, he who coughs on the air believes in truth and advertising. I have that on my doily. But I would go to a store hoping to find something, a big department store. I'd stand there sweating. I never had any creativity about buying unique gifts. Some people are really great at that. You know, they know just what you're looking for. Even though you may not know you even want it yet, but they know what it is, and they'll get it for you, and it's such a great surprise. I never was like that. And apparently, Joe, you're a loser, too, like that also. But the fact is, you obviously adore your wife, and she's the only person in life for you. Is that correct?
That's exactly what she says.
Okay. And so it doesn't matter what you get for her. It's the fact that behind it is a spirit of total devotion and adoration.
Actually, I'm going to give her all my winnings from the dumb birthday gift.
Okay. Don't you love you for that? Okay, we got David who's in New York State. Where are you, David, in New York?
I'm in Canandaigua.
Canandaigua. That's Beechnut Baby Foods, isn't it?
No, you're thinking of Canajoharie. I'm further west. I'm over here in the Finger Lakes.
Okay.
And I know you're going to think I'm smooth out of my mind, but would you believe we got snow flurries outside?
Really?
Really.
No kidding. I'm not surprised, because even here in Boston, the temperature right now is about 46. So where you are in upstate New York, it could very well be, snow flurries. We've been getting some very heavy rain. Isn't this interesting? We're sitting here talking about weather.
Whoa.
Want to talk about girls instead?
Hey, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In fact, I got a girl right here. Her name is Rosemary. And she's in Wellesley, Massachusetts.
Good morning, Norm.
See, did I tell you, isn't she adorable? You can tell just by the sound of that sweet voice. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Norm. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You have not... Have you played the game with us before?
Oh, yes, many times.
Have you won?
Once I did.
Oh, you did? So you're used to the junky prizes and the tasteless, tacky things we give away?
Actually, they were quite nice. I can't complain.
No, actually, they're really... Come closer. I don't want everybody to hear this. But actually, they're not too bad. I just say that so that it releases the stress. So if I do give away junky things, people expect it anyway. But usually they're better than that.
Well, it was quite interesting.
Okay. Anyway, also with us is Dennis, who we threw off the program yesterday. Now, why he's back again, I'm not really quite sure. How you doing, Dennis?
Hi, Uncle Normie. Listen, Lenny, friend of the family, called, and he said he called me back and said that everything has been smoothed over.
Yes, it has been smoothed over.
I give you my apologies.
Yes, I happen to be a big person, despite the fact of your conduct last night. I say, hey, let bygones be bygones.
Oh, that's
isn't
big of you, Norman.
That's really big of me.
Lenny is a very close friend of the family. He was at my Uncle Paul's funeral.
Oh, he must be close then.
He's one of the pallbearers.
Oh, I see. He was a... Okay.
A lot of support.
Okay, we're ready to go in this swell game now. And as you know, what I do is I tell you who was born in this day, give you a little biography of them, just a quick sketch.
Right.
So you can get the idea of their age.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm right with you now.
Yeah. It's okay. See, now, I wasn't just talking to you. You understand that, Dennis? I was talking to the entire panel. So there's no need for you to respond to everything I say. And that's very good of you. I know you'll appreciate that. Today's the birthday of Katharine Hepburn. By today, I mean Sunday, May 12th, Mother's Day, of course. It says here, for decades...
She's not on the list.
She's not on what list? On the list of birthdays you have? For decades, all publications have given her birth date as November 8th, which may be why she's not on the list. But in 1992, she announced that she had given the wrong date years ago, and she was really born on this date, May 12th. Isn't that interesting? So the idea is, how old do you think Katharine Hepburn is today? We'll start with you, Joe. What do you think? Katharine Hepburn, who incidentally spells her name K-A-T-H-A-R-I-N-E. Kind of an interesting way to spell Katharine.
81.
Okay. What do you think, David?
Ooh, I'm going to try 82.
82. Now, tell me again the town you're in.
Canandaigua.
As opposed to the Beechnut, which is?
Canajoharie.
Yes, I always get Canandaigua mixed up with Canajoharie.
Well, Canandaigua's right near... Geneva. You know where Geneva is.
I know. No, I mentioned the fact that my wife had gone to William Smith College, which is in Geneva, New York, which is the... I don't know whether they're both co-ed now or not, but that was the women's equivalent of Hobart, which is the male school.
I believe they're co-ed now.
They're co-ed, okay. Is it all one school now, in a sense?
Oh, yeah, it's the campus run together and everything. I think just the living is separate. That's about it.
Yeah, so I have very warm feelings about that area. They were called the Colleges of the Seneca.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty country. I've been by there, but we always had planned to go to one of her class reunions, and we just never got there, which is too bad.
That's a shame. I'm sure she would have enjoyed it.
I think she would have. Okay, 82, you say, what do you say, Rosemary, for the age of Katharine Hepburn?
I'll say 80.
80, okay. And Dennis, what do you think?
I give her a young 90.
A young 90, okay. Is there such a thing as a young 90? I guess that's it, your attitude. It's good to have her still around. We ought to make her a national shrine so that she lives forever.
I love her very. She's a beautiful person.
Yeah, she really is. And Peter, for your very first shot, this is your kind of your virginal try, and we're just all excited for you.
Always feels good.
Yeah, do you understand, too, that according to the rules, anybody who works here at WBZ, and which would include you, and it would include Tom Howie, that if you win, you don't get anything.
Understood, sir.
Yeah, I don't know why. I made that rule up just so I could save stuff.
Good rule for you.
That's right. Now, what do you think? How old do you think Katharine Hepburn is?
I'll shoot lower, at least, and say 77.
Okay. You got a great voice, by the way. Could you teach me how to talk like you talk?
Sure, someday.
Sure, someday. We better be soon, because I don't have that much time left. The clock, the sands are drifting through the hourglass.
But your sands are going a little slower, of course.
Yes, that's right. I'm trying to slow them, putting glue into the sands. Tom, what do you think?
81.
81, okay. Katharine Hepburn is actually 89 years old. And that would mean that you, Dennis, who said 90, yes, you came the closest. You won that round. You're on your way. Maybe if you keep up this pace of getting a whole envelope full of junk. Won't that be thrilling? Okay. Today's also the birthday of Yogi Berra, who's in the Baseball Hall of Fame and still doing commercials and stuff on television. He was born with the name Lawrence Peter Berra in St. Louis, Missouri, because he played for the New York Yankees. He was a catcher. He was a manager, MVP three times, played in 14 World Series games. He's got a great baseball record. He hit the first pinch-hit home run in World Series history. Imagine that, in World Series history, stepping up to the plate, pinch-hitting, and then hit a home run. That was in 1947. I mentioned these dates. Pay attention to the dates, because that'll give you at least something to figure the age on. Once he played 148 straight games without an error. That just reminds me so much of my record as the right fielder for the Vine Street Hawks of Everett. Or something like that. Anyway, Yogi Berra, let's start with you, Tom. What do you think?
Boy, I'll say 75.
75. Okay. And Peter, what do you think?
I'll go with 70.
70, okay. Dennis, what do you think?
How about 74?
74, okay. We'll mark that. As you know, I not only mark it in here in the studio, but it also appears, that number, the numbers that you guess appear on the big billboard outside the WBZ studios.
Excellent.
And that's why so many people slow down as they pass our studios at Soldiers Field Road.
Speed limit, right.
Yeah. Well, they just slow down so they can look at the right. Scorecard. They say, hey, it's another game. Look at that. Why, Dennis guessed 74 for Yogi Berra. Rosemary, what do you think? Is it? It's Rosemary, isn't it?
Rosemary. Right.
Oh, Rosemary, okay.
I'll say 69.
69. And David, what saith you?
Oh, boy, I tell you what. I when you said Yogi Berra, I immediately said 74, and it's hard to go ahead and share, but I think I'm going to stick with 74.
Okay, 74, you're sharing that with Dennis. And Joe, what do you say?
Well, I'll say also 74.
Also 74. Okay, the actual age is 71. And so that would be Peter. Peter said 70. Not only his first shot at the game, but his first victory. And you'll find a whole bunch of people coming to traffic headquarters, Peter, raising you on their shoulders and carrying you through Government Center.
A celebration ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got it made now. You can pick any job you want throughout the country.
I'm all set.
You are. Yeah, your future is assured. Oh, yes, Okay, how about Burt Bacharach? Burt Bacharach, the composer, Kansas City, Missouri, was his birthplace. With Hal David, he wrote Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. He wrote Alfie. He wrote That's What Friends Are For and many others. He's responsible for many of Dionne Warwick's hit songs. He once was married to actress Angie Dickinson, and he's now married to Carol Bayer Sager. That's pretty good. All in one lifetime. I want Angie Dickinson so bad. I'm having fantasies right at this very moment. Anyway, okay, how old is not Angie Dickinson, but how old do you suppose Burt Bacharach is? We'll start with you, Rosemary. Rosemary. I'll never make that mistake ever again. Rosemary, what do you think?
I'll say 58.
58, okay. And what do you think, Peter?
I'll say 59.
Okay, Joe?
61.
And Dennis?
How about 56?
56. And David?
60.
David says 60. And what do you say, Tom?
I'll say 60 also.
60 also, okay. He's older than any of you have said. He's older than I would have thought, too. He's actually 67.
Oh.
Yeah, 60.
Well,
that is
old. Been there good, doesn't
he? Boy, that is an old age, 67. My God. That's funny. He probably doesn't compose music anymore because probably can't hold a pencil steady in his hand while he's making the music of sheets. Anyway, he's 67, so the closest would be, I believe that'd be Joe said 61. Joe wins that round. Oh, this the thing is getting...
The tension mounts.
The tension is mounting. It's exciting. We have Joe, Dennis, and Peter all with one apiece.
It's a dead heat.
It is a dead heat with all those three. Tom Snyder also has a birthday today. Tom Snyder, who does the show after the David Letterman show on CBS, which is carried here on Channel 4, WBZ-TV, and his orchestra. Anyway, he's been around for... Long time. I don't have any great sketch on him. I don't have much beyond that. But he's been doing talk radio and all that kind of stuff for a long time. I guess he does a talk show on CBS radio as well as the television program. He also laughs a lot and snickers and stuff in his white hair. That doesn't help you figure his age, but I just thought I'd throw that in. I think he does quite a good job. I get a kick out of him. Let's start with you, David. What do you think? Tom Snyder.
I believe he's about my age, so I'll say 53.
53. Okay. And Dennis, what do you think?
I got him down for 66.
66 it'll be, and that's now being flashed to the marquee outside the WBZ studios. Joe, what do you think?
62.
62. And Peter? I'll undercut with one and say 61. That's a great voice. That's really nice. If you're not using your voice in a couple of weeks, could I borrow it?
Oh, sure.
You know what I was thinking?
Hourly rates, of course.
Okay. Now, fair enough. I was thinking, for one of the guys who has one of the greatest voices is Conrad. What's his first name?
Joseph?
No, not the writer, but... The guy who played... No. He played...
William Conrad?
Yeah, William Conrad. That's right. He played Jake and the Fat Man, and what was the one before that? Anyway, the big, heavy set guy.
Oh,
he also played U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon on radio.
And
Gunsmoke. Cannon was the other one. That's right. He was the narrator on the Bullwinkle show.
That's right.
He always had a great voice. He died about a year or two ago, and I thought, could they transplant a voice? You know, I mean, it's a shame that the voice has to go with him. If they transplanted it to me, I could have used it for another few years. And it was one of those great, magnificent, deep, thrilling voices. He used to do a lot of public television nature films. The Wild Mongoose. Pardon me?
Wasn't he in Gunsmoke?
Yeah, he was on the radio, the radio version of Gunsmoke. That's
right.
Yes, he was. And then the television version went to the big guy with the broad shoulders.
Jim Arness,
that's right. The guy, the Norm Nathan lookalike.
Right, he played the monster in the thing.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But I used to love William Conrad on the PBS specials when he'd say, 2,000 mongoose settled by this pond each year, raising sea otters and turtles and stuff. Anything he said was okay with me. Anyway, we're guessing, not his age, but Tom Snyder. Rose Marie, what do you think?
I'll say 67.
67. And Tom?
I'll say 56.
Okay, now comes the magic moment when we check the actual age and see who's won. It's heart-stopping time. He's 60 years old today. I think it seems to me that Peter is the closest at 61. Nobody said 59, so that was the closest, and Peter now shot into the lead with two correct answers, while Dennis and Joe have won apiece. Today is also the birthday of George Carlin, one of my favorite comics. I think he's splendid.
Yeah, he's great.
A former disc jockey. In fact, he worked out of Boston, I think, at one time. Show here. Probably best known as the originator of the 7 Dirty Words routine. He also did one way back before. He kind of changed his act and got a little more daring, but he did the Hippy Dippy Weatherman and all that kind of stuff way back. He was in the film The Prince of Tides. He's also on a public television
program. A children's show.
Yes, he is.
Shining Time Station.
Yeah, that's right. He's a little, they photograph him as a little guy.
He took over from Ringo Starr.
That's right. That's right. I'd forgotten about that. Hmm. That's right. George Carlin plays that. The little guy who's looking up and with his conductor's uniform.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, that's George Carlin. He does a special on HBO every now and then, which I think he's a tremendously creative, very funny guy. Let's start with, we'll start with you, Dennis. What do you think?
Oh, boy. If I recapture some ground here. How about 52, Norman?
How about 52? We'll mark that down. And, of course, I can't tell you whether you're right or wrong just yet. We have to check that later on, and that's the thrills and excitements. The thrills and spills of the dumb birthday game. Thank you. Joe, what do you say?
How about 59?
59 for George Carlin, says Joe. And Tom, what do you think?
51 sounds good.
51, okay. Peter, what do you think?
I'm going to go with my lucky number and say 53.
Okay, and Rosemarie?
I'll say 55.
And what do you say, David?
Well, I'm going to go with Joe and say 59.
59 is correct.
Whoa.
Boy, so you and Joe have both won that one.
I'm bored.
Yeah, that means Joe and Peter both have two apiece, so this is, it's beginning to tighten this whole thing. This is so exciting. I think I'm going to... Well, never mind. But, I do weird things when I get excited. Yeah, that's
you're
one of them.
Starting to foam at the mouth.
Yeah, getting hold of myself is one of the things I do. Anyway, Joe and Peter, two apiece. Now, Tide and Dennis and David, one apiece as we go to Emilio Estevez, who, as you know, is... the son of Martin Sheen and the brother of Charlie Sheen, he decided to keep the family name.
And the ex-husband of Paula Abdul.
Is that right? Oh, yeah, that's right. He married Paula Abdul in 1992. Are they no longer married?
No.
They were not married too terribly.
Too bad, huh?
Well, for which
good
one?
Good for us.
Yeah, good for us. Why, did you want to marry Emilio? Did you? Is that what you're saying? I know you're not saying that. Anyway, his films include Men at Work. I never heard of that one. Young Guns, Free Jack, Judgment Night, Stakeout, Another Stakeout, and Loaded Weapon 1. Boy, that's a memorable
resume, huh?
Yeah, that's a memorable list of films, isn't it?
It's a pretty movie.
Isn't that a cockamamie list of films? Anyway, he's the brother of Charlie Sheen and the son of Martin Sheen, as you mentioned, married to Paula Abdul, but now divorced from Paula Abdul. Yeah, she's a very attractive lady. She sends me steamy letters all the time. I made that up. Yeah, I know you won't believe it, but I did make that up. Okay. Anyway, Emilio Estevez. It's kind of interesting because in other families, too, the younger son has gone back to the family name. I'm thinking of Irving Wallace, you know, the writer of the Book of Lists and all of that. He's written a whole lot of other books. He has a son who co-wrote that book with him, and he calls himself Wallachinsky, which is the original name of the Wallace family, or the author decided Wallachinsky was too cumbersome, and he changed it to Wallace, and now the kid is calling himself Wallachinsky. I think I'm going to go back to my family name, too. I took the name Norm Nathan because I thought it had a underlying note of lust and sexual appeal, but I think I may just forget that and go back to my original name, Abraham Lincoln.
Where is the 50 versus grammar?
You're familiar with this? Did you pick up that book, The Sayings of My Hungarian Gypsy Prince's Grandmother? You know, show me a man, she said, show me a man who's loyal to his family, who cares about the roots of his family, cares about tradition, cares about chivalry, cares about carrying on the name of his family in a noble and an enlightening way. Show me that kind of a man, and I'll show you a piece of string. Those were the kind of memorable thoughts that she always had, and we loved her. We said, isn't she so deep and cool?
Was that the string from the sewing machine from last night?
Oh, hold on a minute while I check. No, it's not. Okay. No, but nice guess. Anyway, Joe, what do you think? Emilio Estevez.
34.
Okay, David?
33.
David says 33. And Rosemary?
I'll say 37.
37. And Dennis?
Well, I'm going to say 39.
Oh, you do that, you know, better than I do.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Hey, did somebody open the window and let in 8,000, you know, Jag pennies or what?
John Wilson.
You're doing very well. Okay, Peter, what do you think? How old is Emilio Estevez?
I'll say 36.
36. Okay, and Tom?
And I will say 35.
35. And actually, Joe said 34, which is right on the button.
Right on the
button. He's 34. And so Joe now has burst into the lead with 3 correct answers. This is kind of nice. I was kind of hoping somebody who didn't work for WBZ to win this, because I have all this junk at home, all this clutter, which I'm trying to get rid of. Joe, I may be sending it to you. And won't that be just so darn nice? But today is also the birthday of Stephen Baldwin, one of the many Baldwin. How come there's so many good-looking guys in their family, and when the Nathan family Cousins Club meets, there's nothing but ugliness and big hook noses? Why is that? What right does he have to be so good-looking?
Yeah, but what a personality.
Our family has the personality. Stephen Baldwin has none. Don't tell me that, please.
The makeup.
It is. It's a lot of cake makeup, pancake makeup. Anyway, that's right, too. He's underneath it all. He's really quite ugly.
He looks like Sharon Stone.
That's right, without makeup.
Right.
He's from Massapequa, New York, and I know that that's no clue at all, but he's Cody on TV's The Young Riders, and his films include Posse and Threesome. I rented those, and then I loved them so much, I bought them, and I show them over and over again to my family while we have our grape nuts pudding. We sit there eating our grape nuts pudding and watching these swell Stephen Baldwin movies. I haven't heard of any of that. Not even The Young Riders. Was that a popular TV show? You've not heard of that, Tom?
I've heard of it, but, you know.
Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Nothing to get excited about.
None of you, any of you seen any of those movies I mentioned?
No.
I saw Posse.
You saw Posse?
Yeah.
Was that a great film?
I wouldn't say great.
Now, isn't he married to one of the Arquette sisters, either Roseanne or Patricia Arquette, or is that one of the other Baldwin brothers?
I don't really know. It doesn't, in this list of things I have here, it's not too terribly complete. Does not say that. Yeah, that's right. There are two Arquettes. Are they both sisters, the Arquettes? They're very interesting actresses, both of them. Okay, let's start with you, Tom. How old is Stephen Baldwin?
I'll say 36.
All right, and Peter, what do you think?
I'm going to guess 32.
32, okay. Dennis?
34.
Dennis says 34. Rosemarie?
35.
How does it feel to be surrounded by all these good-looking guys, actually ugly guys with heavy pancake makeup on?
Actually, feels pretty good. I work with all men too, so
I'm used to
being around men.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. What kind of work do you do?
I work for an insurance company in the building operations department.
Okay, are insurance men interesting or are they boring? My first inclination is to say you work with insurance men, but that's got to be boring.
No, actually, quite interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Even when they discuss 20-year endowments and stuff like that, and that kind of stuff. I suppose it depends on who's saying all those things. I remember making an insurance. I used to do a lot of commercials and stuff. One was an audio cassette of insurance stuff. The idea, you know, new things in the insurance line. The idea was for the salesman, as they were going to see clients and stuff, to throw that in their cassette machine in the car. And this way they could learn as they went to another customer. And I thought I'd never get through that assignment. It was, I'm sorry, Rosemarie, I shouldn't have said that, because you sound like a wildly luscious woman. Well, the silence that is set in after that comment is awful. Okay, David, how old do you think Stephen Baldwin is?
Well, I hope I get this right. So I'm trying to win a paper key ring.
That's right. Whoever wins this, not only wins all the other junky stuff, but does get a Spring Peepers key ring. That's correct.
Well, I'm going to say 30. How's that?
30? Okay. We'll find out in just a moment just how close that is. What do you think, Joe?
What were the other guesses? I'm sorry. Dennis said what?
Dennis said 92.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemarie said 7. Dennis said 46. Peter said dead. And Tom Howie said he's really a woman. So if you want to base your guess upon that, go right ahead.
Okay.
I'm sitting here laughing because I think I'm so clever.
I'll say 30.
30. You'll say 30. 30 is correct. You've been hitting these right pretty much on the button. I think you're cheating, Joe. I really do. But both you and David said 30. Joe has now got 4 correct answers. Wait a minute, not 4. Yeah, he has got 4 correct answers. David has now 2. And Dennis has 1.
But I was the leadoff.
That's right. And Peter has two. And Tom and Rosemary, I now pronounce you total losers.
losers.
Okay. And I guess you never really lose on this game because it's the fun, the frivolity, the friendship. This is another thing. I don't know whether you knew this. Peter James did, because this is his first crack at it. Peter James, our traffic reporter. But a lot of friendships have been made by people who met on by playing the dumb birthday game. Are you aware of that?
Who?
All of you. I don't know if any of you are.
I did not know that.
No. A lot of friendships began right here. A lot of these meetings resulted in marriage.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I think.
Good thing we have five guys and one woman.
Well, today it's that ratio, but sometimes it's a little bit too, you know, closer or less close. Emilio Estevez, for example, proposed to Paula Abdul when they both were playing the dumb birthday game here. I'm sorry it didn't work out on the long range, but Tony Martin and Sid Charisse met while playing the dumb birthday game. There's a lot of that kind of stuff.
Norm, you know, I met my first wife.
On the dumb birthday game?
No, in the laundromat.
Oh, I see. And somehow I thought that was going to be tied in with what we were talking about, but that was kind of stupid of me.
No soap.
No soap, I see. I get the idea there. Oh, that's okay. Yes, sir. That's okay. Okay, now here's one more, just the very last one. But although Joe seems to be walking away with all of this, it's Philippe Alou. Philippe, you know, the baseball player. Oldest of the three Alou brothers. I know that sounds kind of funny. Each of whom came up with the San Francisco Giants. This Alou, Philippe Alou, that sounds like a folk dance, doesn't it? Sound some kind of a phrase.
Philippe. Sounds like an Italian song.
Oh, yeah.
Philippe Alou, Philippe Alou.
He joined the Montreal Expos in 1992. That's not right. 1992 was only 4 years ago. And he's the oldest of the three Alou brothers. So the others must be about 106. I mean, or something. That doesn't make any sense. Unless he joined them as a manager or something. He certainly was too old to be a ball player.
He was playing center field with his walker out there.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. The little cane and the walker, and he went out after the stuff. Okay, Philippe Alou, anyway. Philippe Alou. That's really nice. Anyway, let's start with you, Tom. How old do you think Philippe Alou is on this very day?
Philippe Alou. Well, he's the oldest of all his brothers?
That's what it says here, yeah. He's the oldest of the three Alou brothers. Also says he joined the San Francisco Giants, or the Montreal Expos, in 92, which has to be wrong.
It has to be a typo.
Unless he joined them advising him on senior citizen rights.
That's true. Let's see. Philippe Alou. I'll say 80.
That sounds like the thing that kids jump rope to, too, doesn't it?
Oh, Philippe Alou, yeah. You wrap it around your ankle and jump.
Yeah, something. I think I've seen him do that. Oh, yeah. Let's all play Philippe Alou. Anyway, Peter, what do you think?
I have no idea who Philippe Alou is. I'm just going to say 66 because I like the number.
66 because he likes the number. Remember that. Dennis, what do you think?
I'm going for 55.
55, okay. And Rosemary?
I'll say 56.
Okay. And David, what do you think?
56.
David says 56. And Joe?
58.
Joe says 58. Okay, Philippe Alou is 61. So let me see who came the closest with that. I think it was Joe again. He said 58. He's 3 years off. Yes, I think Joe was the closest at 58. Just 3 years off. Nobody came any closer than that. Peter said 66, which is 5 years off.
So you mean he's not 80? He's not 80?
No, yes.
Oh, that's right. You said 80.
He's getting there, though.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded right.
Yeah, no, he's just 61. He's got 19 years to go before he gets to be the age you suggested he was at.
Right.
So, Joey, congratulate you. You are an easy winner. You got, four out of the eight. And David and Peter did well, too. David and Peter both got two apiece, and Dennis got one. You all did well. And the rest of you came close to the ages and stuff. And I want to thank you all for taking part in this game. This will give you an opportunity for the best job and free tickets to movie theaters and everything just by virtue of the fact that you played the game for us. And I thank you just so darn much. I was trying to think of who else got married as a result of having met on this program.
Chet and Nat.
Chet and Nat. Yeah, that's right. They met on this program. And also Lonnie Anderson and Burt Reynolds, as a matter of fact, met on this program. That didn't work out either. I've had a lot of divorces now that I think of it, so maybe we shouldn't brag about that part of it anymore. I am now closing the birthday book. I like to do things in a very dramatic kind of way.
You can see the crowd dispersing now. Everyone's on their way.
That's right. Imagine traffic now, if I may say this, to give you a suggestion where you might look, Peter. Traffic now will pick up outside the WBZ studios.
I'll be sure to pick that up on the threes for you.
Oh, God, that's on the threes. Yeah, okay. Anyway, I want to thank you all. Joe, hang on there, and I beg your pardon. Somebody has some kind of stomach ailment there. Hold on, and Tom Howie will talk with you. Joe, take your name and address, and we'll get some real junky stuff.
Thanks again.
Here. Including, though, you'll get the winner always gets a Spring Peepers key ring, so that's really kind of nice. The rest of it's stuff you can throw away, but do try to keep that or return it to us, because a lot of people ask for it. And anyway, good to talk with you, Peter, and thank you very much for taking part in this, and welcome to the BC family, but there are a lot of good people here, and it's nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Norm.
Okay. We'll be listening to your report soon. And anyway, David, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, well, I'm going to hang in there and keep trying. One of these days, I'll rent a paper key ring.
Okay. Thank you for taking part tonight. You too, Rosemary. It was good to have you with us.
As always, Norm. Good night.
Good night now. And you too, Dennis. Thanks a lot for coming back with us.
Always a positive joy. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Okay. I think it's a good time for a theme song.
Appearing on the Dumb Birthday Game do not receive any parting gifts, nor do they receive any cash rewards. Contestants chosen to participate in the Dumb Birthday Game seek only the comfort and company of the game show's host, Norm Nathan. The Dumb Birthday Game is a presentation of Wisting House Broadcasting and is solely responsible for its content.
Okay, thank you, Tom. That's Tom Cuddy, WBZ Ace Sports Guy. That's his title. In fact, he's got a plate on his car that says Ace Sports Guy. I forget how they reduced that to six letters, but somehow they managed to do that.
I sure do hope I find more of Tom Cuddy's special playoff intros and outros. If you see him buzzing around town in his sports car, please give him our silly best. This show laid the foundation, you know, because makeup found... Hey, don't lash out at me. Okay. Well, it laid the foundation for next week's Dumb Birthday Game, which is also from 1996. Until then, listeners, keep doing all you're doing. Support us on Patreon, and we'll see you next week. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For Mother's Day, Ken and Degwa and Ken and Jahari, the colleges of the Seneca, flashing marquees and scoreboards, William Conrad, Paula Abdul, Abraham Lincoln, Norm's HGPG and her timeless wisdom, Jack Benny, Grape Nut Pudding, Insurance, Steamy Letters, Peter James, Tom Cuddy, Tom Howie, and the man who never appeared behind the mic unless his makeup was perfect, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.